Let's talk.
Okay. What I want to do here, the first thing is, there was something plaguing my mind. And you see, the last thing in the world that I expect a Rambam to do or to be, okay, is a random without any rhyme or reason, okay? And if you look through the Sheirish, he has lists of mitzvahs which he puts together. He says, you know, if you minor this, if you minor this, why you minor that? Or you minor that, why you minor this? And he has like three or four or five, you know, he goes through them. And the question is, why does he throw them all in one bunch? And how does he decide? Or is there any rhyme or reason how he's asking the question? Okay? So I thought that's a reasonable question to look into. Okay? So what I want to do is, occurred to me one morning this week when it was plaguing me after a while. I think Bobby Julian somewhere, Ben Gavra the Gavra Kriyas HaTorah thing, I'm not sure exactly what it was, that there might be rhyme or reason here. Okay? Okay, now, I'm going to take various passages and explain the rhyme and reason, and then we'll try as much as we can to finish the Sheresh. I doubt we'll finish it, but I tried, okay? Now, Ukva Toa Zulasena B'Sheresh Zeh, this is towards the beginning, Umona B'Klau Shedocha Kuatzerich, B'Mashu Rocha, in other words, he seems... He doesn't. He's scratching the bottom of the pot trying to get something, and there's nothing there. But he says, you know, there's an oasis of mitzvahs that he has forgotten. V'lo yavo lirois kabbalas hakodesh, umona. Okay, umona biglal adocho umona v'lo yavo oid balavim. I'm not sure, okay, I just want to make a point now. Reading this, it occurred to me, okay? If I would have written this, okay, and I wanted Beglash Doch Gwatzer Mashu Rochav, okay, I would have written it Umona Beglal Shedoch Gwatzer Mashu Rochav, Velo Yavo Lirois Kvalas Akredesh, Velo Yavod Oid Shebelevim, okay? Okay. However, okay, he says umana again. Okay? And I would get the impression Doch Ratzerich is only referring to the first one and not the second one. Okay? And I can explain that because if you look in the text, he is attacking the Bahag about Lo Yovo Lios Kabbalas HaKodesh, you know, from the point of the Gemara and the Tisefta. So here it's completely off the wall. Let's excuse the expression, but that's why he says Umana, and that's why he hits them with everything over here. That's how he'd say Umana Beglash Doch Ratzer Mashu Rachav Lo Yovo Lios Kabbalas HaKodesh, which is a pure mistake. And you can have polemics, he's ready to say, about Lo Yavo Oid Shabalavim. But he himself would say that it's not so. So that's mamish good, correct? V'gam elu. Now he's going on both of them. Eino noigin l'deiris ki im b'midbo. So l'chayr ki im b'midbo, you would interpret it's bedafka, and it's in the only in the midbo. Once they cross the Jordan River, these two lavim were off. Okay. I'm just not sure. Abet shalavim. Because I would assume Shalavim refers to both. Lavoyavos HaKadosh refers to both. And if he separated the two, I'm wondering about how you play out the Levim. That has to be thought about, okay? V'gam Elu, Einon Noegeis L'Deiris Kimba Midbo. V'chule, okay? Now I'm skipping the proofs, okay? And that's what he's going by Lavoyavos HaKadosh. V'chein Ani Mispale Mizeh Shemona Es Halavim Halolu, Loma Loimonu. Now he's going back and he's explaining. If you're moina these two, why you should be moina these two? V'lo mon omroi, loimono omroi, bimon, ish, alivoser,
mimenu ad breaker, v'yomro yisala totzes moyev v'yatotzu detizgobo, mechomo v'cheno aschor shebo'o b'v'nei amoin v'atetzurim v'atizgobo. See here, you're not talking about, even though, let's just keep in mind, even though it's a Ro Asho, it's not a one-time phenomenon, okay? It's throughout the whole Tkufa of the Mishkan, okay? Until the Mishkan is finished, until they go over the Jordan River, right? It's a Tkufa of the whole period of the Midbar. So then I understand that he compares that to Al Yivose Mimenu Ad Boik, Al Yivose Mimenu Ad Boike, that he's referring to the monk, because that was also the whole period of the Midbar, okay? That's very good. However, I'm slightly confused then how he can put in the same breath the Omroi Yis'ala Totsi Esmoyev V'altiskabo Mochomo. This certainly was Noyeg after they crossed the Jordan River in the Mechomis, at least of Kibush Oretz, and the Midrash is saying Tel David, okay? So if you're making a list of Midbar, it becomes very strange, okay? However, okay, here's what I want to show you. However, if you're ready to say that he doesn't mean Midbar, and not like my Rebbe said in his piece that that the lav of Lo Yavod Oid is only Noyeg until they cross the Jordan River, okay, while they're crossing it, okay, but Biskulov said it's Lo Yavod Oid until they get to Nachla, Menucha Nachla, so it means you can imagine it to a certain period in Eretz Yisrael. Both Lavim, because L'cheira, I don't know if you should mechalik below Yivol Yolot Balaz HaKadosh. If you have Masa on Mishkan and you can move the Mishkan, L'cheira, you can also lo Yivol Yolot Balaz HaKadosh. L'cheira, they go hand in hand. See, if you say that was the Beis Olamim and Atetzuim by Moyev is also based until Zman Dovid or something like that, then the Kfutza makes sense. I'm not sure if it's a reason to point out or to say one way or the other. We'll see later at the end that there's a deal the opposite way later. But I think, when you do over here, you begin to think, you know, it's Noyik for Tkufa, correct? Okay, good. Now, next category, okay? I think that was okay. That was a good start. Next category. Here he's doing with Ashoris, correct? He's not, at this point, at the beginning, he's doing Ashoris for Tkufa of the Midbar or extended to a certain Tkufa ends, okay? Now, he has a different category. Now he's talking Mitzvah Saseh. But these Mitzvah Saseh are a one-time phenomenon. And what he's attacking is Trumas HaMeches for Chanukas HaMizbeach. Okay? And he says, if you're going to count the mitzvah of Chanukas HaMizbeach and Trumas HaMeches, which is a one-time midyan, Melchemes Midyan, a one-time thing. Chanukas HaMeis, one time is Chanukas HaNesim. We'll talk about this later, Mitzvah Shem Bli Neder. So then you can count Aseh L'Chosov, V'Simoy Salonais, and V'Omoy Kach Tzinsenes Achas V'Sin Shomo Meloy Ha'oime Mon. I want to just point something out to you, another observation, which, if you look at the way he does it, he quotes psukim, okay? He quotes psukim, correct? But we'll see if this plays itself out, but when does he quote the psukim? He quotes the mitzvah the way the Baha quotes it, correct? However, when he wants to suggest alternative mitzvahs, which should have been in the same group, he quotes the psukim. Because he wants to show you clearly that the tzivui, there's a tzivui, and it should be under the category of a mitzvah. And each one is a tzivui or klias hola, or a minia or a tzivui. That's why it's called in the psukim. And each one of them, okay? So this is also, these are one-time things, and if you're ready to say the one time that Tumas HaMechas, or the one time that Chanukas HaMizbeach, so you should have the one time of Chanukas and the Siyim, you should also have one time on the Chash and the Choshes, or one time Sinsenes HaMon. Okay? And that's Aseh. All Aseh in all the same group. That's also good. Next group. Now, here's a group that often is standing in midair. It's in abeyance. He's not saying this or that. He's not having polemics about anything. It's a general polemics here. Because he says like this. He says, V'chein hoyomoynin heyu nechaynim l'shleishas yomim. V'chein gam atzayin v'abok al yiru. He's putting together aseh and lois aseh without any rhyme or reason. He's changing his format, correct? Correct? V'chein hoyomoynim hayu nechaynim l'shleishas yomim. V'chein gam atzayin v'abok al yiru. Right? U'pen, which is a lav, pen, Yel Suel Hashem. The shadow is what the Gis is over here. This is according to the Arabic, okay? V'rabim Eila. Oh, see here, what is the argument? This is the argument. V'lo yistapik bal seichel. Anyone who has some intelligence, bal seichel, maybe it's more than that. Maybe bal seichel gives him a title. Bal seichel. I'm not sure exactly how much intelligence. V'lo yistapik. It shouldn't even be a suffix to bal seichel. Shekol Elu Mitzvahs Nemlu L'Moshe Tzivui V'Azhara. And he clearly, and that's what he's stressing, Tzivui V'Azhara. And that's why he's calling the Pesuk Tzivui V'Azhara. El Shehen L'Fisho V'Enen Rogu Goros L'Chein Enem Nimnois. Okay? So why is it a separate category?
These are all Kodem Matan Torah per se.
I don't think that's the issue. They were at how, they were part, they were given at Har Sinai, okay? And that is to support the argument at the beginning of the Sheresh that he says Har Sinai is not a geographical place or a chronological time, but it's those mitzvah noeg l'deiris. So he said, if you're going to deny my argument, you're going to have to count these minyan mitzvahs. He's going back to the argument that he has at the beginning of the Sheresh. Okay?
He says, but there she never really was Sinai. Goes back to the
where word. You have this. Shekol Elu Mitzvahs Nemru. I'm sorry, I should have stressed that. I'm sorry. Shekol, yeah. Correct, that's what I meant. Shekol Elu Mitzvahs Nemru Moshe Bisinai. Bisinai.
Okay. It's only this Kvutza he talks about.
Yeah, right. Correct?
Yeah.
Okay, after I say it, I didn't say anything, okay? But I'm just trying to say the Rav is not rhyme. You know, it everything has reason, okay? Next group, okay? See, you could have had an argument, okay, that maybe the mitzvah any of these, okay, could have been the day. At least be chos of the chefsa of mitzvah, okay? So you can say kach tzedes haman also should be like that. You just don't have the man, okay? Or you could have done it later. You know, it's what's going on is nothing to do the chavis gavus park over here. Therefore, it's a chavis, therefore it's a rasha, okay? Now another one. Now, listen to what he does over there. Fi Asherish is there, Ein Roy Limnois, Brochus Uklolois, Shinitztavu, Bahar Grisim Ve'evo. V'lei Binyan HaMizbeach Chetzivonu, Livnoisei, Bivoenu, be Eretz Canaan. Okay? See here, the tziv, he doesn't mention the pasuk, but he clearly stresses in each one there's a tzivut. Lefi Asher Yishze Ein Roi Limnois Broch Zekloleis She Nitztavu Behem Begrizim U Be'evo. The tzivut is limited to a place, okay? And it's a one-time thing. V'lo Binyan HaMizbeach She Tzivu Livnoisi Be'beinu Be'eret Yisrael. See, one could have said, see, here you get it, some comes a little sticky over here. See, if you're ready to say, before we talk about the Midbar, he says, maybe you can claim that the Midbar was a transient period, okay? However, those mitzvahs which were in Eretz Yisrael, even though the Lefi Shah, maybe there should be a mitzvahs. And these are these two. There shnitztavu behem begrizev evo. Okay. See, here maybe he doesn't quote the pasuk, okay? Because he wants to stress that it's an Eretz Yisrael. These guys. He says shnitztavu behem begrizev evo. And then he stresses again. Bivoenu be'eretz Canaan. Okay, this is also a nice kvutza. Okay, you know, see now it's making some sense a little bit. Okay,
why should that make a difference? Why should
it? No, because you know, I don't know. You know something? If I just want to be derichim with cash, but I'm sure you can find 50 other reasons that the Ramban says mitzvah really Eretz Israel and everything tziyunim. So a mitzvah, which is the fishah, which is not an Eretz Yisrael, shouldn't be a minyan of mitzvahs. Whether you want to say that, or you want to say something else, if eisachnit, okay? But I don't know if I have to explain anything, okay? Next. Now, the last kvutza, okay? V'lo, but it's really not the last kvutza. The last kvutza, I'm splitting up into two, okay? The first one was about Eretz Yisrael, right? But he remember, he says, he ends that lefisha, kol eila mitzvah lefisha. In other words, this reason applies even to Eretz Yisrael. Then he says, you see, before also, okay, let me just now below. Then he has a new category, l'chayyeh below atzivut, because he finished l'fisha kol elu mitzvahs l'fisha. Okay. Here, what happened? The next category below atzivut shivon lakim kol behemo shenitz alecho mimena shlomim ki zed ischay b'mibovad v'omroi ve'avim la'ashem om v'sifro ve'avim z'mitzaseh. We have to explain over here what he's doing. But basically, he only discussed before a mitzvah saseh, which was a one-time thing. He never discussed before a mitzvah saseh, lefi shah, which was for tkufa, did he?
The man.
Which man? That was listen, the man. The man, that's hanochas hamon lefnei.
Isha yoser mimena.
That's a lav. I said a mitzvah saseh. Here, okay, good. He never discussed a mitzvah saseh, which was for tekufa, correct? Okay. And this is a separate category. This is the case. It's throughout, and where was it? The whole period of the Midbar. Okay. L'chayli here, when he's stressing the Midbar, it's certainly Badafka. So that's more. Right? So he's trying to say, L'chol Yishudim B'chalat B'chil Lois HaSeh and HaSeh. So, but if the Midbar changes, that becomes a little bit strange. So, you know, one a priori you would have said, like my Rebbe, and then let the B'skor decide what, how you define a Midbar over here. Okay? Now, we have to now, the next thing we have to do really, okay, is now to take various things apart, okay? I have to take, there are basically three things I have to take apart. I want to talk a little bit more about Tzenes Hamon, Bli Neder. I want to talk a little bit more about Chanukah and Mizbeach. And I'd like to discuss what's going on here in Shlomim, okay? And then I guess we're not going to have time. If we do have time, I'd like to finish off the Sheirish here. Okay. Now, okay. Now let's go. Okay. Now, in Halachas Hamon, Halachas Hamon is like this. We discussed last week, okay, that it was a one-time thing of Chaim said the mitzvah of the Ma'aseh Hanocha. The question is, this mishmeres l'dorei seichem, what exactly does it mean, okay? So I was asking and bothered, you know, if Yirmiyahu actually took it out to show the people, and it says in the pasuk l'man yiru, okay? But l'cheira, because very strange, because in the midst of the Ma'aseh Hanocha, and then with the mitzvah, you should be able to take it out. So what happens afterwards? How is it supposed to be available to Deiris? And what is the mitzvah? Okay? And then I asked myself another question. You know, if they're talking dinim over here, that you're supposed to make sure that it's available to Deiris, the Rambam should have mentioned it, okay? And the whole mention of the mon in Mishneh Torah is in Ufas Beis HaBechira, and when he talks about the Oren, the Dinei Gniza, in Perek Dal Aloch Aleph, Evan Hoy Sabakodesh Hakadoshim, B'Marovo Yisholei Ahoy Or Amunach, Lefonim Tzenes Amon, Umat Aare, Ube'eish Shebon Hashlem Es Abayis, V'yodosev L'chorev, Bona boy mokum lignois boy oloi, lamate matmunios, amuka via calculios, alcolis, via shore melech sivo, vagonzoi, the mokum shabon the shlemoi, shnevayum alavim, hamevinum lachol, Yisrael, hakadishim lashem, tenuas our akilish, babay shabon the shlemoi, ben David. Okay? Eilachem over vassal, it's the end of the massa, ato ibduas Hashem, elokech. Okay? So Rabbi said over here, Derech Agav, that Shlomo, we're telling this a history story because the Bais always has an Olam. Shlomo built a Mokim in Bais, in Beis HaMikdash for Olam Begniza. And that's what he did. Tnu b'Bais Shabon HaShlomo. Okay. Now, then he continues, V'nignaz imoy mata arin. The whole mention is v'nignas imoy. And this is a Gemara. More human than base. Now, no one is going to say that the makal arim, no one talks about it as being a mitzvah. Okay, Hashem, it says Hashem. Why is it a mitzvah? So the whole din of returning it in front of the Olein and is part of Din Gneza. Whether that's a Din Gneza per se, or there's a separate halacha, a din that it should be there, I would say that it's a din that should be there. In other words, they learned about Geniza because it was Negev when they did Geniza, okay? But the question, when Yirmiyo took it out and he brought it back, why did he bring it back? To the Mokim? When Yirmiyo took it out, it wasn't standing in the middle. He brought it back, correct? Because that is from the din of Geniza. Not Geniza, that the Mokim out of the Chefsa from Sinsenes Hamon or the Chefsa Mata Aaron, it's Mokim's Neom, nothing to do with the mitzvah. So then, the Mishmeres L'Derisechem may not be part of the mitzvah b'chlal. It's just a din in the mon, this mon, which they did a Maisa Anocha on it, there's dinim on it, that it's Mekoymai L'Deris L'Vneom, but it's not a mitzvah b'chlal. Then that would explain, see, you can, because the Medrash Tanchuma, okay? In Parshas B'Shalach, Simon Chof Aleph, Vayemim Moshe L'Aaron, Kachten Senes Achaz, Sen Shom Moloi Oime V'chulei. V'sen Shom Moloi Oime Mon V'chulei, Zu Echod Mishloish Edvorim, She'osin Eliyol Hamido Lehem L'Yisrael. Sen Senes Amon, Tzluches Shemen HaMishcha, U'tzluches HaMayim. Okay? So, V'yeshom v'af machlo sh'arun Shkeidu v'fochem sh'nei v'hoshem v'zmata arun lefnei o'edus v'shmeres li'ois l'b'nei meri. Okay? So I think that what's the yeshom and what's the suffix? Okay? Shemen ha'mishcha is that there is either that the asiyah there's only one asiyah or it should be kaim on the mishicha v'yidin shemen ha'mishcha l'deiris. Okay? And zeh, I don't know if it's impossible to make it, I should have made. Okay. The mechatos, also that which the Kabbalah is, that it's going to miskayim and they put it away. Okay? So what's the issue with the tzluchis of the tzedes hamon? It's clear they're going to bring it back. Because that's a din. There's the dine that should be, it's not a mitzvah, but it should be hafti l'man yula d'oseicha. They have to be able to see it. So, b'meila, in the mishmeres is avtochen that it's going to be. Okay? In Mata Aaron, it doesn't say the mishmeres, and it doesn't say deris. But it says, it says the mishmeres le'eis le'bnei meri. So the question is the mishmeres by itself without a doy seichem enough of tochen? That's the issue. Okay? But that's the issue. It's only, I would say in Rambam, it's only a din. It's not part of the mitzvah. Maybe the maisa anocha has to be a maisa anocha, which is roi to be, but l'cheira, the person who, it's only that the Maisa was a one-time thing. When Yirmiyahu took it out, he wasn't Mavato. The Maisa Anocha, this is what it was given for, the man Yiru. Okay. Now, next. Trumas HaMeches. Okay. And remember the group that we're talking about? It was a one-time thing in the Midbar. Okay? So then I ask you, about Chanukah Samizbeach, why is it in the mitzvah? It was a one-time thing. So then it means very clearly that all the Chanukahs, whether it was a Chukuz Mizbeach, Bimei Ezra, or Bimei Shlomo, okay, or Limos HaMashiach, nothing to do with anything. Okay? See, here, there's a very interesting phenomenon, because you look at the Ram Mishneh Torah, you get a whole different approach. If I would ask you, okay,
And I just want to present this to you. If I were to ask you, why on Hanukkah, okay, when it was Mizbeach Sheshoksu Yevonim, that they built a new Mizbeach, okay, why is the Kriyas HaTerech Hanukkah Sanasim? So I ask you, according to the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs, we have no clue. It's just probably because of the word Hanukkah, because it was a Hirasha, and it was a one-time thing in Midbar. So good, when they had to make a, with Tomid, you know, ein Mechanch Mizbech, or Tomid, whatever it is, good, but nothing to do with Hanukkah and the Seam. Hanukkah and the Seam was a one-time thing. Okay? That's what I'm going to tell you. However, in Mishneh Torah, comes the Rambam, let's go through it slowly and see. It's very interesting. L'chol perik beiz v'chuz maisa kabonis halocha yidal ala tesvav. L'chol shure anisoch hamamuim b'seif yecheskel. Uminyin oisa kabonis, oisa na kabonis, v'sidri ho'avoyda ha'ksuvim shom, kulam miluim hein, v'eno noigin l'deiris. There's something called miluim, and it's enem loy l'deiris. Ela hanovi tzivo upirish keitzad yu makriven hamiluim im Chanukas hamizbeach. So there's miluim with Chanukas, whatever Chanukas mezbeach. Two things, whatever we're talking about. There's miluim and Chanukas hamizbeach. Bimei hamelech hamoshiach kishiv nebayi shlish. That's the Yecheskel. Yecheskel is only about Vaishlish. I'm not getting involved in Ramban, whatever, okay, good. Shekribu anesim b'chanukas mizbeach. K'mo shekribu anesim b'chanukas mizbeach. Dvorim. She'enon k'mo yisim l'deiris v'yikiru b'shabes. Kach anosi. Makrib chanukosoi b'shabes. Losik. Kashe mefurisham. Okay. That is the miluim and Chanukos Mizbeach. There were two things. One thing sounds like it's two things, but that there's psukim Yecheskel about. Okay. V'chein korbon shekrivu mei Ezra haboyim me'ashevi miluim hoyu ve'el noigin l'deiris. He doesn't talk about Chanukos Mizbeach. I'm not sure. You know, it was a Chanukos Mizbeach. Avul dvorim hanoigin l'deiris heim divrei Torah. Shepirashnu, k'mo she'tiko mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, this divrei Torah is l'fi the Torah shebiksav, and l'fi the pirush shemakubal. K'mo she'tiko Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, that's what he's saying. Right. Ein l'hisiv aleihem ve'ein l'kroyim. So I missed it. Okay. Would anyone have a hava mina? That if a Novi says something and I add to it or I subtract to it, that you can talk about a lav of Leisaisif and Leitigra? Why is the Rambam, or if I ask you, you know, if you're working in the frame of reference of Sefer Mitzvahs and Shor Shlishi, the Chanukas and Mizbeach, was a Rosh Hashanah at the time. So, you know, whatever's going on in Yecheskel, whatever happened in Ezra, you know, so, you know, whatever it is, that's what it is. That's a Novi, it's Elov Tish, it's a Pashto the thing, correct? So I think over here, the Rambam has a change, okay? Because the Rambam's bothered by the Kashet the Ramban asks, I would assume. Because it says in the Torah, Teres Achatos, Teres Oshim, Teres Hamiluim. It's talking about Teres Hamiluim. There's some Indian. It can't be Teres Hamiluim. There's no Indian Lederis. And the obvious Medai from this Rambam, there's an Indian Miluim Lederis. What's he talking about over here? But But then you ask yourself a question, you know. So Madashach. So if it's Torah, so I understand why there might be a lot about taste, about taste. It's much amazing to think about, you know, it's just that, you know. So you can imagine about taste, about tikkun. So why is it there? Okay. See, here comes a very important question. Okay. And this is the way, who am I? Me, I need Hachnis Reisha. But this is the way I would question my Rebbe and Don before the Bekalka. Okay? The Rav used to say, why is the Kriyas HaTeir, used to quote this Rabbah, why is the Kriyas HaTeir of Nesiyim on Hanukkah? Because basically we were mechuyev to be makriv, but we couldn't do it because there was chaser Novi, and you need Novi, and at the time of after Anshe Knesset HaGedolah, there was no Nevi'im. Chashmonaim was no Nevi'im. So there was a chiyuv, it was impossible to claim it. So therefore we read the scene. Okay. So I would tell you that, I'm just telling you, I'm sorry, you can disagree with me. I would tell you that if you learn that the miluyim is terah, and it's just a t'nai, there's basically chiyuv, but there's a t'nai in Chalos Kiyum that you need a Novi, okay? Wouldn't you say there's Baltes of Batigla on it? So what I thought the Ram is saying, that here you have a conglomerate, okay? On one hand, okay, but then I ask you another question, okay, besides everything. If you tell me that it is a mitzvah l'deiris, but it's just a t'nai that you need novi to be mer, what to do and how to do it, why shouldn't it be a minyan of mitzvahs? So you have two problems over here. On one hand, why is it in minyan, why is it not in minyan of mitzvahs? And why is it Baal Tesef or not Baal Tesef? So I thought that the Rambam is doing an amazing thing over here, is inventing a new halachic category, that the Teres HaMiluyim is Bonui, it's a composite Chiyuv, and Novi is part of the Etzem Mechayev, it's not Stam Atnai. So this is Novi is part of the Etzem Mechayev, and not Stam Atnai. So you understand there's no Baltes and no Tinker on it. And you understand for that reason, because Tachta Teres says, Eva Mitzvahs, Shein Novi Vashoy L'Chadish Dovo. And that's what you have the whole Ram, because you say that Teres. She Issa and the Issa, Isofo and Baltigra were said in Mitzvah Noeg L'Deres. That's the Ram, he says in Perites Aloch Aleph, Doroboro, Umufurish Batera. She mitzvah medes la'olam uli'olmei olamim ein lo lo shinui v'lo giron v'lo tisefes shema es ko adova she'anuchi mitzave eschem oise tishmurun la'asais lo'iseise v'lo v'lo'isigui menu v'nemo v'niglas adlonu l'voneinu ad olam la'asais kol divay teira zeis v'lo amadita she kol divay teira mitzuvim ono la'asais mar olam v'chein hu oime So here, the Rambam learned that the fact that there is a Goas Novi and the fact that there's no Baltes and Baltigra means that you have a new phenomenon over here, a composite of a Chalos Chiyuv, of Novi, and Teira. Okay? And that's what he says, no divrei Teira, sheitika mimoshe Rabbeinu, because there is no mocking for Baal Teis and Baal Teira. There's no mocking for a Ras Novi. It's only Baal Teis and Baal Teira. Okay. So that's where I would tell you, maybe in Hanukkah, there was no Chiyuv. Okay? Because since you
But the question is, can you still imagine a Chiyuv Kriyas HaTorah because of that? That you have to ask yourself, okay? That the Chazal Mesakim, because of Chanukah's Mizbeach, because they were Chosen of, I don't know, okay? The Rav, you know, for the problem of why they're Mesakim, the Kriyas HaTorah, what he said is much better, but I don't understand how it would work out that it shouldn't be Mitzvah Deiris. Because once you say, Kuf Pei Zayin, that if the Chalois Chiyuv is there, be Chosen the Chefsa, you chos the chefsa of Zayin Amin, so you chos the chefsa of Novi in order to do it. Okay. Now I'll ask you something else. A Novi comes now in Bayishlishi, Mitz Hashem. Okay, I don't want to say that, or whatever it is. Or Novi comes with May Ezra, or May Shlomo. And tells you how to do the miluyim, okay? And you don't listen to him. Is it Elof Tishmo and Chayiv Nisa or not? So I would tell you the following. And it just illustrates, I think it's a beautiful illustration of what I'm saying. According to the Rambam and Shiroshim, I would say absolutely, it's Elof Tishmo, because there's no Divrei Torah anymore. It's only a Rasha. That was at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. So that what you're doing is complete unadulterated nevuah, and it's Elof Tishmo. However, if you're going to say that the Haras Novi comes together and part and parcel and becomes a composite chiyuv of Divrei Torah plus Haras Novi, okay, I can hear very well that someone should say there's no Elof Tishmo. Okay? Because since its whole chefsa is only to supplement the inyan lederes of miluyim, it could be that it's, you know, you don't find such a thing. It's a new phenomenon. I just think, I said a new halachic animal, excuse me, okay? And that's what I would suggest over here. But this is very different. You see, I would tell you, in the Shoresh Gimel, the only thing he has is pure, unadulterated Horasha. This new idea that Novi and Teira is a Stira, I don't think he had then, or he dismissed whichever way you want. And also, I would tell you, there's no reason to assume. Remember last week, I toyed with the idea. There's Machlokes Rishonim. We are tikshu Elisha the Shloishes Yomim, okay? And it doesn't mean so me and Achratira. Whether perhaps it was a Rosh or in another minion, I would assume that if you want to make the whole idea, the groups and the Rambam is limiting a Rosh, which was in Har Sinai, I would like to make them all the same. But you know, I can stand corrected. I wouldn't stand on it, okay? Now we have that. Now, next. Now, we have the Shlomim. I'll be frank with you. Shlomim, I was absolutely amazed by, okay? You know, I was breaking my head towards the end of the week, before Shabbos getting close to Pesach. I said, what am I going to say over here, okay? And let's get started, okay? Okay. So, you see, Derech Agav, it seems to be very clear that his text, Alochas Gedolos, it was there. Brachos Klolos, also Mizbech of Ha'eva, which I didn't find there. Okay. And also, this v'loat simish nesivah lahakriv kol behemish inirza lechol men shlom ki zed ischay b'midbar bavad. Here again, b'midbar bavad. V'hu amoy ve'avil l'Hashem. Amu b'sifo ve'avil zu mitzvah aseh. Okay. Now, here, let me just start with the questions. Okay. So you know. That, you know, we're having a discussion about something which you don't know the Bahag says. So I found on this, he didn't talk, I didn't find anything on the Mizbeach HaEva. I spoke about Mizbeach HaEva last week, I think. And I spoke about the Raiv and I spoke about it. Did I speak about HaEva? What? Okay, then I'll hold that also next week. I was supposed to, I thought I did because I wrote it all up. I apologize. I thought the only thing was left over here. Anyway, it's not time, either one of the two. We'll finish this all up next week then. Believe me. Okay. What the Bahag has, the Bahag doesn't have it, but the Rabbi Yochanan Kupura quotes a few of those people, of those Ge'enim that were Nimshach Achrei, the Alochas Gedolos. They have the Ascholos of Aten Chalto and the Rahazoke, Zali quotes, okay? And he says they had a mitzvah assay of Bosa Taiva, okay? The Rambam is fighting over here and trying to find out, you know, so he's taking, okay. He quotes a Sifri over here, Sifro, Ve'vim Zum Mitzvah Aseh. So I would say Zum Mitzvah Aseh, it's Mitzvah Aseh. So what happened over here, okay? He wants to say to Mitzvah Aseh about Bosa Taiv, he should bring it into Mikdash, right? So, but if you look at Sifro, the Sifro is talking about Hikdishu b'shas hetar bomos, v'krivu b'shas isar bomos. So, you know, so what does he want? He's quoting a Sifro to say pshat in the Mahalach and Dolis, and Sifro seems to say just the opposite, okay? Now, then he says, and what's saying, what is it? Elishihi, let's go. Elishihi, Shilihi, Elishihi, Bamid Babovad, Kmo Shebeya, Bemishne Tero, Hete Bose Taavo, Ledeiris. Okay? This is Rabbi Yishmael, okay? That there was a, okay. What I really want to know over here is, and he's bringing the assay from the parsha of Shechut Echutz. Is Ram ready to say that according to Aloch Zdol is a Chiv Kolis? Because we don't find in any way that there's a Chiv over here. We don't find. No, just press it down. Forget it. We don't find, okay? We don't find in any place, okay? So the Baha'i quotes two mitzvahs I say. Elisha Bakolos, at the end, he says, Shlo Asa Pesach, Ushloi Malo. But there's a Chiv Kolos about Bosa Taiva. We don't find the Minyan Kolos, okay? So it's not like we'll find the whole list of Rishonim that seem to say that there might have been such a thing. That's not what's going on here. What's the view? What's going on over here? But you know what Yochanan Pura says? This is an amazing thing. He says that the Bahad did not mean, when he said Bosa Taiva, this. The Bahad or Bosa Taiva, because the Gemara in Kisei Adam says, that's not stam, as they say in Yiddish, unfressen, that we want to, you know, to have a lot of bosa. And that is the mitzvah I say over here. That's what he suggests, okay? But whatever it is, we have to understand the Rambam, what is going on. There's a Rambam also at the end of Perek Dalet of Hilchos Shechita that seems to put Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva. There's a whole sugya. Tez Zayin with Beis, Yud Zayin and Aleph and Chulin. The Shaili is, what's going on with the Pasuk? What is the Mitzvah say of Akrov according to Rambam and how this works out? Then I'll take that Har Evo, and I want to do
We still have a few more minutes. One second.
Ten minutes.
I have 10 more minutes. I'm sorry. I have 10 more minutes. Okay, good. We start a little bit. Sorry. Okay, no. Let's go. Let's take it on. Gmar Vavasa. Kuf Chafam and Aleph. Just start. Oma Ma, be obvious to Oime, Bechor Basi, Reshes Nachlo. Be obvious in Bebonim Lo, my mashmo, Oma Rovo, Oma Kro, Zeha Dovo. Dovo ze loy hey noig bedoz, ele bedoze. Zeha Dovo, the Gemara seems to say, is something which is only Hilwasho. Okay? Which also says, by Nochas Aman, Lifne Eidos, we're not getting involved in that now. And then it says, Oma le Rovo, Murabo, Zut el Ravashi. Elamiata Zeadova the Shute Chutz Hochinami. The Loye Hinoigel of a door there. Shani Hoss and Dixila Dor Secha. Okay. So this, you can end up saying there were two din. There was a din the Dor Secha of Shute Chutz of Kotchim, and there was a din the Oisa Dor of both the title. Okay? And that seems to be what the Miri seems to be saying. Because the Miri there says, "Bas Yerushas Nachal Bedin Teira Eino Nisus Eliyachol Mishifta Kedei Shloitisav Nachal Imatal Mata." We call mitzvah zu loy nitna ledeiris shenem ozeh adovo ze loy hey noeg ela bedoze. V'zu hi mina mitzvahs shenitztavu li ovois v'lo lebonim kegoin ze ukegoin bosa taiva. So he puts Bosa Taiva in the Parsha Shute Chutz, and Lachayon is a mitzvah lederes and a mitzvah l'shoh. Okay? Okay. I just want, first of all, to a disclaimer, okay? I did not bring Ze'adovo as a proof that Mon is a mitzvah l'shoh. I should have quoted this Gemara. Okay, why didn't I do that? Because the Gemara does something amazing in Haforos Nedorim, Atoros Nedorim, and Kuf Chaf Aleph, okay? And it seems to say that also that it's L'Doi Reis with the Hekish, with the Gzei Shava. So in Nedorim, there's not much to do. You can't pull what the Miri or Pul said in Nedorim a priori. Okay, so I wouldn't have mentioned it at all, but the Miri does that over here. And the emes is, Rashi does that also without quoting the Gemara. Okay? Rashi, Rashi, in Chulin, Tezayin of the Beis. First of all, let's start before. It's a gracious. This idea that should be chorus, not like I think the Bahag says. You have in Dvorim Rab and Re'ei, Parsha Dalet Simin Vav, Omer Bisner, B'Shem Rav Acha, Bo Re'ei, Omer Kodesh Baruch Hu, V'Chozer, V'Hitiron. So he says, how b'dvorim also oison hakodesh baruch hu b'chaz v'itirim b'mokam acher teilucho also hakodesh baruch hu yisrael lishchoy v'lecho ad shivienu pesach olamoyed minayin v'al pesach olamoyed lo yivienu lasas oisoy l'ashem v'nichas oish ahu me'amo. Maxim Shom, a Pesach Amoy Levi, Laka Kobel Hashem, Lifnei Mishkan Hashem, Dom Yichoshev, Leishahu, Dom Shofach, Nichos Hoyishahu, Mikerv Amoy, Vekan Chose Vihitelem, Shnei Mogak Bechol Avas Nafshecho, Tizvach Vyachal Tobosa. So this is it. But he's talking about Chiv Kolos. And I'm not sure I'd want to say that in the Bahag. At least even the Ram, I'm not sure he says that in the Bahag. There's also Rashi in Chulin Tezayim Rebeis, the Ramban talking about this. They quote Midrashim
They quote in Shmos Rabbah, it's a Dvorim Rabbah, and the Rashba also in Chun Tezayin Rebeis, and the Rabban al Torah learns this Lefi Pshuto Shamiko. And Yud Zayin, in Vayikra, Yud Zayin Posig Beis, Herak Yud Zayin Posig Beis. Okay. Now here, we're basically, okay. Because L'chera, this which the Rambam is presenting is a Medrash, and L'chera, he's going according to Rabbi Yishmael, okay? So, you know, we'll see about this, okay? The Rambam Maisa Pasim Rabbi Akiva, but I don't know if that's a problem per se. And because anyway, the Rambam has Bosa Taiva, but it's a very strange Bosa Taiva in Mishnah Torah. So I'm not going to get confused about that now. Maybe we'll mention it next week, or we'll get to it soon. But, you know, all he's trying to do is even accept the Bahag at his own terms and saying that it's wrong. He's trying to prove something, okay? So even if you accept that you accept Rabbi Yishmael and you hold as in a Bosa Taiva, he would disagree. I think the reason why he's going out of his way to quote Ve'avim Lashem and, okay, is because he wants to say there's no Chiv Kores. It was only a Rasha. Okay? And since it's only a Rasha, he has to find a separate mitzaseh. See, if basically it's in the parsha, from Shchut Echutz, then I understand, okay? But if it's a Rasha, see, you need a separate mitzaseh. See, he found the Sifra. And he suggests that maybe Rabbi Yishmael might have learned this mitzaseh, not a beheter, not the issue of bisman heter bomis, but the hikdisho bisman heter bomis, the hikriva b'shasisa bomis, but on Bosa Taiva itself, maybe you have to only interpret the Vil Hashem as the Rosh on that way if you don't have Bosa Taiva. Okay, I can imagine that, okay? But there's an amazing thing that happened over here. The Sifra calls it a mitzvah say. And the Rambam, every place that the Matiki Yashmur call it a mitzvah, should be a minyan mitzvah. Or that the Rambam is quoting it a mitzvah say and saying, no! The answer, Rabbi Yisai, is the kash is shtus. Because that's the gufa of Yisaid of Shere Shlishi. That it is a mitzvah! But it's not in the minyan, because it's not in the deres. It is a mitzvah, I say. And that's the Sifra. So you have, okay, now, since Revi'im Hashem is only a Rosh Hashanah, how does the Rambam quote in Hilchos Psul Mekdoshim, or the Gemara in Abu Dhabi, the Gemara in Zvochen Chavot Mar Aleph, and Tmura, Yud Beis Mar Aleph, quote Dinim from Revi'im Hashem? That's what I told you last time. They were ever. The Rambam says that even though, since it's Teira, even though the Tzimu is not the Deiris, we can learn Adinim with Deiris. And that's the Rambam in Hilchos Psul Mekdoshim, learns Dinim over here with Deiris. Okay. The only thing we've left over here, the Rambam is an amazing Rambam, and I read it to you fast. I'm not going to be doing justice to it. The Rambam, Rabbi Akiva says that it's Bosa Nechira was Mutter. Rabbi Yishmael says, was Bosa Taiva, was Mutter, and they had to bring it, Bosa Taiva was Osa, and they had to bring it to the Mishkan, okay? So Ram says in Perek Dal, the Rosh Chita, Halocha Yud Zayin Yud Ches, Kesho Yisrael, Bamidbo, Lo Nstavosh, Tzachulin, El Hoi Neuchin, Oy Sheikhtin, V'Ochlan, Kesha Umas. Anyone wants to say Umas, L'Chay is passing Rabbi Akiva. When it's Tavu, Bamidbo, Shekol Roitze Lishchoit, Lo Yishchoit, El Shlomim. Shnema Ish Ish, Ashi Yishchat Sho, Yel Pesach Oil Moyed. Which sounds almost like Bosa Taiva. O Mitzazu, and Lug is a Deiris, El Bamidbo Bovad, Beis heta nechira. Beheta nechira. When it's tabu shom, she does the Eretz Yisrael, teos and nechira. V'lo yoch ochun, ela b'shchita, v'shiyishchul b'chol mokam. I think the Rambam learns that there was nechira. That's how Akiva said nechira. Shchita, when he said before the Mishkan, they could have done shchita on nechira, because shchita at that time was based on nechira. Okay? When the Torah was mechadesh shchita, they only mechadesh shchitas kotchim. There was no het, there was no shchitas chulin. Shchitas chulin only came later when they asked Bosa nechira. So here the Rambam says the following. That if they want to eat it through nechira, is okay. But if you want shchita, you have to bring it to the thing. That's what a person he learns. There's something Rabbi Akiva may aim, but it's not that you're not allowed to use the shchita, which was said only for kochim, to accept in Mishkan. That's the Rambam. Okay, so I think we're okay with the Rambam. The only thing we have to do is, you want me to finish Ha'eva with you? Okay? And we have to, Blined, then we have to finish also the end of the Shoyosh, the Ram's discussion, Me'esh Nisna B'Moshe Rabbeinu. Something about Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu, Ad Yoy Moisei, which I'd like to talk about also, which might, I'm not sure, will be the whole Shia, could be Mitz Hashem next week. We'll finish also, we'll start Mitz Hashem Shoyosh Dala, Blined.